Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kof Tes. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Kof Tes, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Kof Ches on the base. The Gemara says, Mocher kol nechasav le'echad u'leis b'mishem dina de bar metzra. Rashi explains that the reason why u'leis b'mishem dina de bar metzra is because we say Shoitiknu Chachamim Lekeach Lestalek Laasis Hayoshev Atayva Baal Hametzer Shuro Lemoicher Shizel Yikne Hashar Shiyimshech Esyodei Bishvil Zu. From Rashi, the Beis Yosef is Medayik the following Chiddush. The Beis Yosef is Medayik from Rashi that it is Mashmami the Rashi Shemzeritza Liknes Kohan Achosim Ispem Shemdina de Bar Metzra. If the Bar Metzra of one of the Kakoyas agrees to buy all the karkoyas of the meicher, then there will be a halacha of bar metzra. And we will not have the halacha of our gemara, of machar kon lechas of le'echad leis bam shumdina de bar metzra. The Beis Yosef goes on to say that in the Trumas Hadashin and Simon Shin Lamed Ches, and so to the Gois HaShri says b'shem the Or Zeruah, that according to Rashi, im yatsum etzonikuam ve'eru mesalkim le'keach, if let's say all the bar metzras of all the kakoyas that he wants to sell with Yatsu v'iru, then the halacha will be mesalkim le'keach. The Rosh on the other hand argues, and the Rosh understands that even if Bar Metzra agrees to buy all the nechasim and all the kakoyas that the Mericha wants to sell, but still, there is no halacha Bar Metzra. As the Rosh goes on to explain, Ufishe matzi adam shi'ikne kol nechasa v'yachad, Hilkach, Kishemizdamanoi, Ainway Lidia Lemetzon, Shemabatoichkach, Imalech Halakayach, Vaitiknu Lasses Hatoiva Yasha Lemetzon, Sheirolemoicher. In Shulchan Aruch and Sif on Mavav, we find that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh, that even if our Metzor agrees to buy all the Nechasim that the Moicher wants to sell, but still there is no halachar bar Metzra. In this Mance of Katan Samachdal, we find that even according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch who paskins like the Rosh, that if Bar Metzra agrees to buy all the kakoyas of the Meicher, there is no halacha Bar Metzra. But still, as far as the Chiddush of the Trumas Hadashin and the Goyis Hashri, that in Miyatu Metzroni Kulam, if Bar Metzras of all the kakoyas that the Meicher is selling want to be kaina the kakoyas that the Meicher is selling, then there is a halacha Bar Metzra. And then we will not apply the halacha of our Gemara of Mocher kol nechasav le'echad leis b'mishem dina de bar metzra. Now to explain pshat in the sma, here one can explain pshat in the sma based on this that we mentioned before, b'shem the Rosh, who explains that the reason why the bar metzra himself agrees by all the kakoyas of the meicher, there is no halacha bar metzra, since we say ein motzi adam shi'ikne kol nechasav b'yachad. But that is only as far as Bar Metzra of one of the Karkoyas agreeing to buy all the Karkoyas of the Meicher and even the Karkoyas in which he is not a Bar Metzra. But as far as Metzroni Kulam, as far as the Bar Metzras of all the Karkoyas that the Meicher wants to sell, it is Motzi, that each Bar Metzra will agree to buy and want to buy the Karkoyas that are next to his Karka. And therefore, as far as such a case, we paskin that there is a Halacha Bar Metzra. And we will not apply the halacha of our Gemara Mocher kol nechasav le'echad leis b'mishum dina de bar metzra. That is one mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the halacha of the sma. Another way to explain pshat in the halacha of the sma and the achra of the sma is by saying, as we find that the mefarshim are medayik in the Rambam, that the reason why we say Mocher kol nechasav le'echad leis b'mishum dina de bar metzra is not as Rashi and the Rosh explain. Shoytignu chacham lekeach lestal kulaases hayosher v'atayva bala meitzar shura lemeicher. Either because we say as Rashi says, shizel yikne hashar, or as the Rosh says, of yishen matzi adam shiyikne kol nechasa biyachad. But rather it is because we say that since lekeach is buying other nechasim together with a karka in which there is a bar metzra, the Bar Metzra does not have any schos in such a kinyan. Since the Lekeach is not only buying the karka in which there is a Bar Metzra, but rather he is buying other karkayas as well at the same time, the Bar Metzra does not have a schos in such a kinyan. And therefore, even if the Bar Metzra agrees to buy all the karkayas that the Meicher wants to sell, but as far as the other karkayas that the Meicher wants to sell, he does not have a schos of Bar Metzra. And for that reason, we will say, Mocher kol nechasav le'echad leis b'mishem dina de bar metzra. but that is only in a case that the bar mitzvah of one of the karkoyos agrees to buy all the karkoyos that the mericha wants to sell. But if the bar mitzvahs of all the karkoyos want to buy the karkoyos that are next to their karkoyos, in such a case, there is a schus of the bar mitzvah in the entire kinyan that is taking place. Since as far as each karka that the mericha is selling, there is a taina of the bar mitzvah, and there is a schus of the bar mitzvah. And for that reason, the Sma understands that in such a case, we will not apply the halacha of our Gemara Mocher Kol Nechasav Le'echad Leis Pei Mishum Dina De Bar Metzra. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Achra of the Sma. Now let's go on to the next halacha of our Gemara. The Gemara says, Zavin Me'akum V'Zavin Le'akum Leis Pei Mishum Dina De Bar Metzra. Zavin Me'akum Domer Ari Avrachi Lachi Metzra, Zavon Lakum, Akum Vade La Barasisa Vayosha Vatoifu, Shmute Vade Mishamtinwe Adamakabo Aleko Unsi Da Asue Machmose. Now, everyone has to understand Shat and Agamora as we find that the Mepharshim ask that as far as the Allah of Zavon Lakum, this that Zavon Lakum is Laisfe Mishamdina de Bar Metzra Ocheris Pashat. And the only chiddush of our Gemara is this that we say, Shmute vade mishamtinu adam akabale kolunzi da'asule machmasei. And this that we say, Shmute vade mishamtinu adam akabale kolunzi da'asule machmasei ocher has absolutely nothing to do with hilchas bar metzra. But rather, ocher, the entire halacha is based on this that we say that since with his selling to the goy, he's being goyim mehezek, for that reason we say, Shmute vade mishamtinu adam akabale kolunzi da'asule machmasei. And therefore, Ocher, this halacha has absolutely no shayches to our Gemara. And so too, Ocher, one can ask in the Rambam and Perkei Beis Milchus Shechinim that the Rambam and Perkei Beis and Perkei Gimel is discussing Hilchas Metzronos, and still the Rambam and Perkei Beis Halacha Zayin brings down the halacha of our Gemara of Hamoicha Ogoi Mishamtina Noize Achekavo Olav Kolinish Yavi Menagoi. So Ocher, from the Mashmos of our Gemara, and so too from the Rambam, one sees that this halacha of Shmutei Vadei Mishamtinulei is Mizchusei Bar Metzra. That based on this chus of Bar Metzra, that he has a chus either to buy the karka next door, or at least to ensure that no hezek takes place. With the sale of the karka, for that reason the halacha will be Shmutei Vadei Mishamtinulei. With this one can explain the chiddush we find in Tosfos Mabasan of Chafal from an Aleph and so too in the Rosh and Siman Yud Aleph. That Tosfos Mabasa and the Rosh both say that this halacha of Shmute Vade Mishamtinunwe is only if there is a Yisrael that agrees to buy the karka. And as the Rosh says, halacha of Shmute Vade Mishamtinunwe is only if there is a Yisrael that agrees to buy the karka b'damim haruim. Then we will say Shmute Vade Mishamtinunwe for selling to a guy. Now if we are to understand that halacha of Shmute Vade Mishamtinunwe is based on this, that with his mechira to the guy he's been geirim a hezek to a Yisrael, and therefore Shmutei Vade Mishamtinwe adam akabal kol unsa da'asim achmasei, then Ocher this halacha should apply even if he cannot find a Yisrael that is willing to buy the karka b'dam haruim, but still with his mechira to the guy he's been geirim a hezek to a Yisrael. So Ocher from Tesis and the Rosh one sees that Tesis and the Rosh understand that this halacha Shmutei Vade Mishamtinwe is based on Vasisa Yashav Atayiv. And even as far as the Meicher is concerned, there is a Vasisa Yashav Atayiv that at least he is Mechuyev to Mekabal Kol Unsa Da'asi Machmasei. And we will be Shmutei Mishamtinwe Adam Mekabal Kol Unsa Da'asi Machmasei. And since this halacha is based on Hochas Bar Metzra of Vasisa Yashav Atayiv, for that reason this halacha only applies to a case that the Meicher can find Yisrael that is willing to buy this Karka B'dam Maruim. If the Meicher cannot find a Yisrael that is willing to buy this karka b'dar maruim, then one no longer has a vasisa yashav atayiv. And as long as one no longer has the halacha of vasisa yashav atayiv, for that reason we will not have the halacha of shmutei vade mishamtinanwe. That is Ochiro, what one sees in Tosfos and the Rosh. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah says the following halacha: Makabal sada mechaviray v'shanim uater slohi izrana pishtan ve'enoi bekayray shekma kibo ahimenu azayin shanim shanim yishayin izrana pishtan v'yeyishay bekayray shekma. Rashi explains that our Mishnah is only referring to chakiras and not to kabonas, since by kabonas the halacha will be my deboi lizara, and therefore even as far as the case of the reisha that he was makabal the sada for less than 7 years, but still he will have a right to be zareya the sada pishtan. which is Rashi who she taught say from before in Afkofavim Abbas. That Rashi explains that this, that the Mishnah says before in Afkofavim Abbas, that Hamakabal Sodom Echaveri Rosara Sarium Loyazar Nechitim, is only referring to a Chaker and not to a Kabun. Since by Kabun we will say that he has a right to be Zareah the Sodachitim, and even though Chitim are Machesh the Karka more than Sarium, but still we will say, Tikhesh Ara Voywekhesh Mora. And since chitin are better for the Baal HaSadeh, for that reason, he will have the right to be Zerea chitin. And therefore, so too as far as our Mishnah Rashi explains, that by a Kabun, even though Pishton, are Machish the Karka more than Tfuah, but still by a Kabun, the Makabu will have the right to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues in Rashi, and the Ramban explains that even by a Kabun, the Wachu will be Lo Yizrene Pishton. The Ramban explains, this, that one sees something more in the Afkuf Daudim and Aleph, that our Mishnah is only referring to a Chaker and not to a Kabun, is because as far as the Halacha of the Seifa of our Mishnah, that by Kibba Yemenu Zayin Shonim, then he has a right to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton, that is only referring to a Chaker and not to a Kabun, since by a Kabun, the Baal HaSadeh can tell the Kabun what Tfu Ani Tzarech, and since the Baal HaSadeh can tell the Makabel what Tfu Ani Tzarech, for that reason, even by Kibbo Eman Hosein Shonim by Kabun, he will not be able to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton. And therefore, our Mishnah can only be referring to a Chaker, not to a Kabun. But as far as the Halacha of the Reisha of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says if he was Makabel the Sadeh for less than 7 years, then he cannot be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton that applies to a Kabun as well. Just by Kabun, we will say that even had he been Makabel the Sadeh for 7 years, he will also not be able to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton, since the Baal HaSadeh can say with Fuani Tzarech. In the Ran, we find that the Ran goes with Shitas Rashi, and by a Kabun, the Halacha will be that he has a right to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton. The Ran goes on to say that this, that the Baal HaSadeh cannot say with Tfuani Tzarech, is because our Mishnah is referring to a case that he was Makabel the Sadeh Stam, and the Baal HaSadeh did not tell him specifically to be Zerea Tfuani the Sadeh, but rather the Baal HaSadeh gave the Makabel the Sadeh Stam, and for that reason the Baal HaSadeh cannot say with Tfuani Tzarech. From the Ran one sees that as far as the Mishnah before in the Afkofavim Abbas is concerned, that the Mishnah is referring to a case that the Sadeh was given to plant in the Sadeh Sairim, then the Ran understands that as far as the Mishnah in the Afkofav, even by a Makabah one will have the Halacha of Lo Yizrene Nechitim, since the Baal HaSadeh can say Lo Sairim Ani Tzarech, which is not like the Shita of Rashi before in the Afkofavim Abbas. So from these Rishonim it comes out three Shitas as far as the Halachas of Kabun. Rashi understands that by a Kabun we do not take into account the Kachash of the Karka, and we do not take into account the Kachash of the Karka in favor of the Shvach of the Baal HaSadeh. And so too Rashi understands that by a Kabun, even if the Baal HaSadeh specifically said that he is giving the Sadeh to the Makabel to plant in it a specific min, but still the Makabel has a right to Mishaneh, and the Makabel has a right to pick whatever is better for the Baal HaSadeh. The Ramban on the other end is chilak on those two halachis of Rashi, and the Ramban understands that first of all we take into account the kachash of the karka, and even though the Baal HaSadeh will have more of a shvach if something else is planted, but still, if the other min will machish the karka tfei, the makabel does not have a right to plant in it the other min, and so too the Ramban understands that if the Baal HaSadeh told the makabel to plant in it a specific min, then even if there is no kachash, but still the Makabel has to listen to the Baal HaSadeh and only plant that min, since the Baal HaSadeh can say, I need that min. The Ran, on the one hand, holds like Rashi, on the other hand, the Ran holds like the Ramban. In a case of the Baal HaSadeh specifically said that the Makabel should plant a specific min, and the Makabel does not have a right to Mishana and plant something else, even if the other min is better for the Baal HaKarka, and the Baal HaKarka can say, I need that specific min, which is like the Shita of the Ramban. On the other hand, as far as Chash is concerned, the Ran understands that we do not take into account the Chash of the Karka in favor of the Shvach of the Baal HaSadeh, and we say L'Chash Arav L'Chash Moya, which is like the Shita of Rashi. Now one has to understand this, that the Ramban says that our Mishnah cannot be referring to a Makabel, and our Mishnah can only be talking about a Chaker, since by Makabel we will say that even if he was Makabel the Sadeh for 7 years, but still the Makabel does not have a right to be Zerea in the Sadeh Pishton. Since the Baal HaSadeh can say Latfu Ani Tzarech, is that because Ramban understands that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Baal HaSadeh said to plant in the Sadeh Chitim, and for that reason the Baal HaSadeh can say Latfu Ani Tzarech, Or do we say that the Ramban argues even in a case of stoma, and the Ramban agrees to the Ran that our Mishnah is referring to a case of stoma, and even by such a case still the Ramban holds that the Baal Sadeh can say Letzfuah Nitzarech? As we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, one can bring a raya, that even according to the Ramban also agrees that our Mishnah is referring to a case of stoma, like the Pshat of the Ran, and still the Ramban argues on the Ran, and the Ramban says that even by stoma the Baal Sadeh can say Letzfuah Nitzarech. In the Rambam, in Perek Ches, Mehoches Chira Sarach HaGimel, we find that the Rambam has another Shita, and the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is referring both to Chakiras and to Kavonos. And even by Kavonos, one will have the halacha of the Reisha of our Mishnah, that Lo Yizre'en HaPishton. And if he was Makabal the Sadeh for less than 7 years, he cannot be Zerea in the Sadeh Pishton, which is Luchira like the Shita of the Ramban. On the other hand, the Rambam is Chilak and the Ramban as far as the Seifa of our Mishnah. And the Rambam explains that even in the case of the Seifa of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says if he is Makabal the Sadeh for 7 years, then he has a right to be Zerea in the Sadeh Pishton, that even applies to a Kabon, even a Makabal has a right to be Zerea in the Sadeh Pishton, and the Baal Sadeh cannot say Letzfuani Tzarech, which is a Chilak like the Shita of Rashi. So a Chilak from the Rambam one sees that the Rambam understands that even though the Makabal has a right to Mishana from what Baal Bayis told him to do, but still, that is only if his shinui will not affect the karka, and his shinui will not be machish the karka. If with his shinui he will be machish the karka, then he cannot be mishane. That is a chira, what one sees from the Rambam. But if someone has to understand, as Maga Mishnah asks in Awachates, that the Rambam should explain the Mishnah before and after Fava Mabes, that the Mishnah before and after Fava Mabes is also referring both to Chakiras and to Kabonos. And in the Rambam and Awachates, one clearly sees that the Rambam explains that the Mishnah before and after Vav and Beis is only referring to Chakiras and not to Kavonas. So to answer the seeming steer on the Rambam, we find two Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Magen Mishnah explains Pshat in the Rambam as follows. The Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam differentiates between the Mishnah and after Vav and Beis and our Mishnah. And the Rambam understands, as far as the Mishnah Nafka Vavim Beis is concerned, the Mishnah Nafka Vavim Beis can only be referring to Chakiras and not to Kabonos, since by a Kabon, the halacha will be that even if he was Makabal the Sadeh for Chitim, he cannot be Zerea in the Sadeh Sarim, since the Baal HaSadeh can say Chitim Ani Tzarech. In other words, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that the Makabal cannot be Mishaneh from what the Baal HaSadeh told him to do. This, that in our Mishnah, the Rambam understands that if he was Makabal the Sadeh for 7 years, then he has a right to be Zerea the Sadeh Pishton, is as the Ran explains Pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to a case that he was Makabal the Sadeh Stam. And only in such a case do we say that if he was Makabal the Sadeh for 7 years, then he has a right to be Zerea in the Sadeh Pishton. That is how the Magen Mishnah explains Pshat in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah, on the other hand, explains Pshat in the Rambam with a different Mahalach. And the Lechem Mishnah explains that the Rambam is going Meshites Rashi. And the Rambam understands, as far as the Mishnah Dafka Vavim Beis is concerned, we will say that the Mishnah is only referring to a Cheker and not to a Kabon, since by Kabon, even if he was Makabal the Sadeh for Serim, he has a right to be Zerei and the Sadeh Chitim. And even though Chitim are Machesh as a Karka Tfei, and are Machesh the Karka more than Serim, but still we will say that by Makabal, the Makabal has a right to be Zerei and the Sadeh Chitim, since we say Lichesh Arav or Lichesh Morah, and we take into account the shvach of the Bailim, even though the karka will be affected with his real chitim. This, that the Rambam explains, that the reish of our Mishnah is referring both to a cheker and to a kabon. And even by a kabon we will say that if he was makabon the sadeh for less than 7 years, then he cannot be zerei in the sadeh pishton. And we do not say l'chesh arav l'chesh mora, is because the chash of the karka of pishton relative to tfuha is much more than the chash of the karka of chitim relative to serim, and therefore this that we say l'chesh arav l'chesh mora is dependent upon the amount of the chash in the karka that is taking place, and it is dependent upon the amount of the chash in the karka that is taking place relative to what he was supposed to have been zerea. That is how the Lechem Mishnah explains pshat in the shita of the Rambam. So again, both according to Rashi, the Ran, and the Ramban, our Mishnah is only referring to a Cheker and not to a Kabon. On the other hand, the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is referring both to a Cheker and to a Kabon. Here one can ask the following kash on the Rambam. What does the Rambam do with the Gemara before in Daf Kof Daud Amud Aleph, that the Gemara clearly says that all the Mishnayos from Daf Kof Daud Amud Aleph and on are either referring to a cheker or referring to a kablan. And therefore, how can the Rambam explain that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes is referring both to a kablan and to a cheker? So to answer this kash, we find that the Magen Mishnah answers this kash as follows. This, that the Gemara says, that all the Mishnahs are either referring to a cheker or to a kablan, all the Gemara means to say is that either the chiddush is by cheker or the chiddush is by kablan. But the actual halacha of the Mishnah can apply both to a cheker and to a kablan. And for that reason, even though the Rambam says that the halacha of our Mishnah applies both to a cheker and to a kablan, but the chiddush of our Mishnah is only a chiddush by a kablan and not by a cheker. By a cheker, it is poshet that if he was makabel the sadeh for less than 7 years, then he cannot be zerea in the sadeh pishtan. As we saw from the Mishnah before in the Afkav Havam Abbas, that if a cheker was makabel a sadeh to be zerea in the sadeh serim, then he does not have a right to be zerea in the sadeh chitim, since chitim are machish the karka more than serim. And for that reason, the chiddush for our Mishnah is only by a makabel. That even by a makabel, the halacha will be that a makabel does not have a right to be zireya in the sada pishtan, either because we do not say lechay shar v'lechay shmorah, or as our Mishnah explains, since the chash of pishtan is such a big chash relative to tefuah, that for that reason we do not say lechay shar v'lechay shmorah. This that the Magen Mishnah explains, shat l'imorah before in daf kuf tal min aleph, that the l'imorah before in daf kuf tal min aleph just means to say that the chidushim of the Mishnayos from the Afkav Talmud and Aleph and on are either by a cheker or by a kablan, but not by both a cheker and a kablan. So too one sees from the Mishnah before in the Afkav Avam Abbas, that the Mishnah says, "Makabel sada mechaveri basar kor chita moshana v'loksa neis noy mitecha, hayu chita yafes hayemilei hareini lakech min ashokel neis noy mitecha," which is a halacha that applies both to a cheker and to a kablan. Just the chidush of that Mishnah is a chiddush only by cheker, not by a kablan, since by a kablan it is poshet that he is mechuyek pi neis no miteicha, and so too it is poshet halacha of loksa neis no miteicha. Now here one can ask the following kash on the tan of our Mishnah: what was the chiddush of the tan of our Mishnah that lo yizran a pishtan uchayer from the Mishnah before in the afkav vavam base one already sees this halacha, since the Mishnah says that if someone is makabel asad lezayra sa'irim lo yizran a chitim. So according to the Rambam, one can answer this kasha both according to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah and according to the Mahalach of the Lechem Mishnah. According to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the case of the Seifa, that if he was makabel the Sadeh for Zayin Shonim, then even by a makabel the Halacha will be Yizra'en and a Pishtan. And as the Magen Mishnah explained, since he was makabel the Sadeh Stam, for that reason, if there is no Chash to the Karka, he will be allowed to be Zerea the Karka Pishtan. That is according to the Mahalach of the Magen Mishnah. According to the Mahalach of the Lechem Mishnah, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is this, that we say that even though, generally speaking, by Makabel we will say L'chay Sharev or L'chay Shmora, and therefore by Makabel the Lechem will be that he has a right to plant Chitim, even though the Baal Sadeh told him specifically Sa'irim. But still, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, the Lechem of our Mishnah of Lo Yizran Epishtan applies to a Makabel as well. And therefore, the hechrich of the Rambam to explain that our Mishnah is referring to Makabel as well is itself from this that our Mishnah is not necessary, since we already learned the halacha of our Mishnah in the Mishnah before in Daf Kuf Vavam Abbas. But now one has to understand, according to Rashi and the Ramban, who explain that our Mishnah is only referring to a cheker and not to a Makabel, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah over the Mishnah before in Daf Kuf Vavam Abbas? So to explain the chiddush of our Mishnah, one has to say as follows: that the case of our Mishnah is as the Ran explains Pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is referring to a case he was makabel the Sadeh Stam. And even though he was makabel the Sadeh Stam, but still there is a halacha of Lo Yizra'en HaPishtan. And therefore, from the Mishnah before in Daf Kuf Vavam Abbas, one would not have known the halacha of our Mishnah, since the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Vavam Abbas is referring to a case of the Baal HaSadeh told the person who was makabel the Sadeh to be makabel the Sadeh specifically for Sairim. And for that reason, the Tana of our Mishnah found it necessary to Mechadish that even in a case that he is makabel the Sadeh Stam, but still there is a halacha of Lo Yizra'en HaPishtan. And for that reason, the Rishonim explained that even by Cheker there is a Chiddush. And therefore, we will apply the Gemara before in Daf Kuf Dalet, that all the Mishnayos from Daf Kuf Dalet and on are either referring to a Cheker or to a makabel. According to this Mahalach will come out that even according to Ramban, our Mishnah is referring to a case he is Makabal the Sodestam. And even in a case he is Makabal the Sodestam, but still the Ramban understands that as far as the Seifa of our Mishnah is concerned, by Makabal the Halacha will be Lo Yizrea Nepeshtan. And even though the Baal Soda did not say specifically to be Zerea in the Soda Tfuah, but still the Baal Soda can say Lo Tfuah Nitzarech. And so too we find in the Lacha Mishnah that the Lacha Mishnah explains that Halacha, the Ramban, applies to a case of Stam as well, and even to a case of Stam, the Halacha will be Lo Yizrea Nepeshtan. And the Baal Soda can say Lo Tfuah Nitzarech. As the Lacha Mishnah explains that since there is a tremendous chash taking place with his Zerea Peshtan, for that reason, even if the Baal Soda did not say specifically Tfuah, we understand that he means Tfuah, and the Baal Soda can say Lo Tfuah Nitzarech. So again, as Lacha Mishnah explains, there is a machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban as far as a case of Stam. As far as a case of Stam, which is a case of our Mishnah both according to the Ramban and according to the Ran, will we say that the Baal Soda has a taina of a tfuah nitzarech, even though he did not say specifically that he is only giving the Soda to plant in a tfuah? The Ramban understands that there is a taina of a tfuah nitzarech. On the other hand, according to the Ran, in a case of Stam, there is no taina of a tfuah nitzarech. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye b'kira shikma einoi, v'shvach shikma yeshoi. Rava amar afil v'shvach shikma nami einoi. Our Gemara brings the following raya to Hashma makabal sodom echaveir v'giyah shviya shamanoi. Our Gemara asks, shviyas mikomafka ara, aleima makabal sodom echaveir v'giyah yoivol shamanoi, v'akati yoivol mimafka kabonos l'tzmisos amar achmona. Ela ema halkeach sodom echaveroi vigia yoivo shamanoi. Vechite machinami shamano viarka besoka, soka viarka viyevo of kerehu. Ela lav shvach shekma. Tergma abaya libidrava shiny hosam damar kraviata memkar base memkar chaser shvachino chaser. Venigmar mine, hosam zvini malyahu. Viyevo of kata de malkehi. Now, as far as how to explain pshat the machlokes between abaya and rava, we find a number of mahalchim in the Mefarshim. Okay, one can explain the machlokes. The machlokes is, do we say adaita deshvach shikma noches, or do we say that adaita deshvach shikma loy noches? As we find in our Gemara, Gemara says that the reason why dikva va'olim, according to everyone, we do not say that he has a shvach of dikva va'olim, is because lav adaita dehachi noches. On the other hand, as our Gemara says, this that according to Abaye b'shvach shikma yeshoi, is because we say adaita da hachi noches. And therefore one can say, this that Rava argues in Abaye is because Rava understands that even as far as shvach shikma is concerned, we do not say adaita de shvach shikma noches. And so too we find in the Rashba. And for this reason, the Rashba asks the following kasha on the Raya of our Gemara from Yevo. In the case of Yevo, it is poshet that adaita da hachi noches. And since by the case of Yevo it is poshet that adaita da hachi noches, for that reason, what is the Raya of our Gemara from Yevo that Shvach Shikma Yeshoi? In the Teres Chaim, we find that the Teres Chaim explains Pshat in the Teres of our Gemara, this that our Gemara says, that Hasam Zvini Malyas of Yevo of Kata the Malk, our Gemara means to say that since by Yevo one has a Zvini Malyas for the reason Adaita the Hachi Naches. And for that reason, we will say Shvach Shikma Yeshoi. But if one looks at Tesis of the Amascho Kaman Kabaye, Vachira one sees that Tesis understands that even according to Rava, who holds that Shvach Shikma Einoi, still we say Adaita the Shvach Shikma Naches, and still Einoi. And so too one sees in Rashi with the Ramascho, Hasam Zvini Mal Yehu. The Rashi explains Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara does not mean to say that since Hasam Zvini Mal Yehu, for that reason we say Adaita the Hachi Naches. But rather Rashi explains that since Hasam Zvini Mal Yehu, for that reason, we will say kol kama da ashbacha ara bershu se ashbacha. So to explain pshat and the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, according to the Mahalach of Rashi and Tesis, we find two other mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The first mahalch is by saying that the machlokes between Abaye and Rava is machlokes. Do we consider shvach shikma as peiros, or do we consider shvach shikma as the guf? A choker has a right to take peiros. A choker does not have a right to take the guf. Since we say adaita de gufoi noches, and for that reason why dikwa va'olim, he will not take the shvach of the alimus hadeko, since the alimus hadeko is considered gufan aperes, and adaita de gufoi noches. And therefore the machoikis is, if we consider the shvach shikma included in peres, that we will say Adaita de Peres Hudanachis, or do we consider Shvach Shekma as a chiluk of the Guf like Dikwa Va'olim? That is one mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and Machoikis between Abaya and Rava. Another mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and Machoikis between Abaya and Rava, as we find in the Chazon Ish, in Choshen Mishpat Ukutim Simen Chaf, that the Chazon Ish explains that the Machoikis between Abaya and Rava is a Machoikis as far as the Schos of a Choiker is concerned. Do we say that the Schos of a Choiker is only as far as something which is Roy on a Tua? Or do we say that the schos of a choker includes even something which is not roi unatua? Shvach shikma is a shvach which is not roi unatua. And therefore the machoikis between Abaya and Rava is if a choker takes such a shvach which is not roi unatua. And so too we find in the Tesis Rid. The Tesis Rid explains that if on a silka viyarka, which is not yet ripe, then such a shvach of silka viyarka will be considered like the Shvach of Shekma. Just like there is a machoikis between Abaya and Rava as far as Shvach Shekma is concerned, so too there is a machoikis between Abaya and Rava as far as Soka Viyarka, which was not yet Nispashal. This, our Gemara says, that a choiker takes Soka Viyarka is only as far as such a Soka Viyarka, which is completely ripe. Just it happens to be that it wasn't yet Higia Yoima Deshuka. Only such a Soka Viyarka is not considered like the Shvach of Shvach Shekma. Well, clearly from the Tesis Rid, one clearly sees that the Tesis Rid understands that the Chsarin of Shvach Shekma, and that the Rava says a few of Shvach Shekma Nami Einoi, is based on this that we say that in order for a Choker to take a Chilek, he only takes a Chilek in something which is Roy Unatila, and therefore a Silk of Yarka, if the Silk of Yarka is not yet ripe, the Silk of Yarka is not Roy Unatila, and therefore a Choker will not take Silka viyarka shadai noinis basho. Only according to Abaye, who holds that b'shvach shikma yeshoi, do we say that so too a choker will take a chilek in silka viyarka. And even according to the Rambam, in Parakhes Melchizkiris Halchir and the Ramban, who argue on the Tesis Rid and understand that silka viyarka, which is not yet nisbasho, is not similar to shvach shikma. And even if we are to say like the Shita of Rava, that b'shvach shikma einoi, but still as far as Soka Viyarka Shadayin when Nispashal Dawach will be, that the Choker has a right to take a chilek in that Shvach of Soka Viyarka, still one can say, like the Chazon Ish, that the Machoikis between Abaye and Rav is a Machoikis, if a Choker has a right in something which is not Roy Unatila. Soka Viyarka, on the other hand, is Roy Unatila. It happens to be that we do not yet reach the time in which one can take the Soka Viyarka, but the Soka Viyarka themselves are Roy Unatila. And therefore the Rambam and the Ramban understand that Soka Viyarka is not somewhere to Shvach Shekma, and therefore a Choker will have a right to take a Chilek in Soka Viyarka. So again, we have three basic Mahalchim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Machoikis between Abaye and Rava. The first Pshat, as we mentioned before, is as is Mashma and the Rashba, that the Rashba understands that the Machoikis between Abaye and Rava is a Machoikis if we say Adaita, Dahachi, Nachis, or not. Do we say that he was nachis to take Shvach Shikma or not? That is the first pshat, as far as how to explain the machoikis between Abaye and Rava. The second pshat is that the machoikis between Abaye and Rava is a machoikis if we consider Shvach Shikma as Peiris, or do we consider Shvach Shikma like Tikva Va'olim, and Shvach Shikma is considered a chilek of the Gof. The third pshat is a pshat of the Chazon Ish, and so too is Mashma in the Tesis Rid, that the machoikis is a machoikis of a choker only as a right to take something which is Roy Unatila, or the Choker has a right to take a Chilak even in something which is not Roy Unatila. Now, if we are to explain with the second Pshat, that the Machoikis between Abaye and Rav is a Machoikis, if we consider Shvach Shekma as Peiris, or we consider Shvach Shekma as a Chilak of the Gof, then one can explain Pshat in the Raya of our Gemara from Yovel as follows. This our Gemara proves from Yovel that Shvach Shekma Yeshoi, our Gemara means to say that from this that we find that by Yovel Shvach Shikma is not Chayzer by Yovel. From there one sees that Shvach Shikma is considered Peiris. Since our Gemara understands that the Kinyan that the Lekech has by Yovel is only a Kinyan Peiris. And for that reason the Guf HaKarka is Chayzer, but whatever is considered Peiris stays by the Lekech. And therefore Shvach Shikma stays by the Lekech since Shvach Shikma is considered Peiris. Our Gemara is Deicha the Rai by saying that by Yovel the Mechira is a zvini ma'aliyah who be yoivo afkata de malkahu. In other words, a kinyan by yoivo is not just a kinyan peiros, but rather the kinyan by yoivo is a complete kinyan, and the kinyan by yoivo is a kinyan hagof. Yoivo is just an afkata de malka, and since by yoivo one has a kinyan hagof, for that reason, even if we are to consider shvach shikma as a chelok of the gof, but still shvach shikma will not be chayzer by yoivo, based on the drasha of base memkar chayzer shvach einay chayzer. But now one has to understand according to the third pshat, which is the mahalach of the Chazon Ish, that the machoikis is a machoikis as far as chayker is concerned. If a chayker has a right in something which is not royal in a tila or not, okay, one has to understand if so, what is pshat in the raya of our gemara from Yevil? What does Yevil have to do if something is royal in a tila or not? So to explain pshat in the raya of our gemara, I would like to remark to him with this that we find by Rabbi Chaim and Hochas Malva Vuleva Perchof Aleph Halacha Aleph. Reb Chaim asks the following tmiya on the Rambam. In the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Milchah Shemitah, V'yoyv Olchaches, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Halakeach Sada Achuza V'nata Ilonis V'shbicha, Kishi Chayzeres B'yoyv Ol Shomen Shvach Ilonis V'sricha V'nisim Ba'al Asada, Demei HaShvach Halakeach, Shenemar V'yotza Memkar Bayis Memkar Chayzer V'loy HaShvach. From the Rambam, Reb Chaim is medayik, that this that we say, that Shvach is not Chayzer, is only referring to shvach that came al yedei halekeach, v'loy b'shvach ha'dememela. As far as shvach ha'dememela is concerned, shvach ha'dememela will be chayzer by yoivo. Reb Chaim asks the following kasha, if so, what is pshat in our gemara? What is pshat in the raya of our gemara? From this that we say that shvach shikma is not chayzer, that so too we should say shvach shikma yeshoy. The entire machoikis between Abaya and Rava is only as far as shvach shikma, which was Olam Me'elav, as we find in the Rambam and Periches Milches Chiyos. And therefore, how can our Gemara prove from the Halacha that Shvach Shikma, which Rokech was Mashpiach, that such a Shvach Shikma is not Chayzer B'Yevil, that so too the Halacha is Shaman Shvach Shikma, which was Olam Me'elav? So to answer this Tmiya, we find the Rabbi Chaim says as follows. This that the Rambam differentiates between Shvach Sh'Olam Me'elav and Shvach that Olkeach was Mashpiach, and only as far as Shvach that Olkeach was Mashpiach do we say that Shacha Shvach is not Chayzer B'Yoivo, is only as far as Hochas Chazara B'Yoivo. As far as Hochas Chazara B'Yoivo, there is a Halacha that Chazara B'Yoivo only applies to Shvach Sha'olam Me'elav, since as Reb Chaim explains, such a Shvach is included in the Guf HaKarka, and such a Shvach is considered a Guf HaKarka. And therefore, such a shvach is included in the halacha of chazar b'yevil of the guf hakarka. But that is only as far as hoches chazar b'yevil is concerned. But according to the having of our gemara, that our gemara understood, that mechira b'yevil is not a zvini ma'aliyah. And even as far as the guf hakarka is concerned, the guf hakarka is not considered the karka of the lekeach. Then even as far as shvach, that the lekeach himself was mashpiach, such a shvach should also go back to the meicher, Shaloi midin chazaras yevo, but rather midin arei ashbach, since the karka is still considered the karka of the meicher, and therefore is the meicher's karka that was mashpiach, and for that reason, lokeach should only be neitel chilek in the shvach like a regular oris. And from this, that the lokeach takes the entire shvach, from there our gemara proves that shvach shikma yeshoi. And the kinyan peiros that the lokeach has in the karka is itself enough of a reason that the lokeach should be zeicha in the shvach. It is only once our gemara is machadish that the mechir of Yoivo is considered as vini ma'alya, and the lokeach owns the guf hakarka, only then do we say that the shvach that the lokeach was mashpiach is not chayzer b'yoivo, since the arei ashbach of the karka is the arei ashbach of the lekeach, and therefore the shvach belongs to the lekeach. And as far as hoches chazar b'yevil is concerned, chazar b'yevil not affect the shvach that the lekeach himself was mashpiach, since such a shvach is not considered like the guf hakarka. That is how Reb Chaim explains pshat in our gemara and answers his kash on the Rambam. From Reb Chaim, one sees Reb Chaim understands that according to the havmin of our gemara, that our gemara understands that Yoivo is not a Mechira Gemura, but still according to the Mandamar who holds that B'Shvach Shikma Yeshoi, so too by Yoivo the Halacha will be that the Shvach is not Chayzer, and the Shvach belongs to the Lekeach, based on the Kinyan Peiros that the Lekeach has in the Karka. In other words, according to the Mandamar B'Shvach Shikma Yeshoi, All one needs is a kinyan in order to receive the shvach shikma, which is a chayra based on this that we said before, that according to Abaye, who says v'shvach shikma yeshvai, then we consider shvach shikma as peiris. And therefore the kinyan peiris, one will receive the shvach shikma. But now one has to understand, if one sees in the Rambam that the Rambam differentiates between shvach shikma shalom me'ilav and shvach shikma that hokeach was mashpiach l'chayra, from there one sees that shvach shikma that hokeach was mashpiach is not included in karka, and such a shvach is considered like peiris. And if such a shvach is considered like peiris, then the halacha should be that a shvach that hokeach was mashpiach is not chayzer b'yevil, even if we are to say, like the shita of Rava, that shvach shikma einoi, and even if we are to say, as we explained before b'shitas Rava, that Rava understands that shvach shikma itself is considered like the guf, but that is only as far as shvach shikma shalom eilav, as far as shvach that Hokeach himself was mashpiach, such a shvach is not considered like the guf. And for that reason one can explain that halacha of shvach shikma einoi chayzer b'yevil. And therefore, again, according to the shita of the Rambam, one has to understand pshat and the raya of our Gemara. So to explain pshat in the Teretz of Reb Chaim, and to explain pshat according to the Rambam, how to explain the raya of our Gemara, one has to say as follows. This, that the Rambam differentiates between shvach shalom me'ilav and shvach that Hokeach himself was mashpiach, is not because as far as shvach that Hokeach himself was mashpiach, such shvach is not considered a chilek of the guf, but rather even such shvach is considered a chilek of the guf. This we differentiate between shvach shalom me'ilav and shvach that Hokeach was mashpiach as far as chazar b'yevil is dependent upon the Hokeach's right to keep the shvach. If the Hokeach has a right to keep the Shvach only because of his kinyan in the Guf HaKarka, then we will consider that the Mekach HaMekarka, which has a din to be Chayzer B'Yevo, is Mechayv HaChazor B'Yevo on the Shvach as well, since it is because of the Mekach that he has in the Karka that he has a right to keep the Shvach. But that is only as far as Shvach that was Olam Me'ilav, as far as Shvach the Hokeach was Mashpiach. The Schus of the Hokeach in such a Shvach is not dependent upon the kinyan that he has in the Guf HaKarka, but rather, as Reb Chaim explains, he has a schus because he was mashpiach the karka. And the fact that he went and he was mashpiach the karka, that itself is a reason why he is zeiche in that shvach. And for that reason, such shvach is not included in the mekach of karka, and therefore does not have the halacha of the karka, which is chayzer b'yevil. And for that reason, even if we are to say that even such shvach that Hokeach was mashpiach is included in the Guf HaKarka, and for that reason, because of the kinyan peiros that the Hokeach has in the Karka according to the Havin of our Gemara, but still the Hokeach will not be zeicha in shvach that the Hokeach was mashpiach, but still such shvach that the Hokeach was mashpiach will not be chayzer b'yevil, since the mekach on the Karka is not what is giving him such shvach, and therefore such shvach is not included in the mekach of the Karka to have the halacha of chazara b'yevil of the Guf HaKarka. So again, from Chaim one sees this, that the Rambam differentiates between the halacha of Rava of shvach shikma einoi, and this that we say that if the chayker himself was mashpiach, then he gets the shvach, is only because we say that if the chayker himself was mashpiach, then adaita dahai shvach hanoches, and since he was noches, in order to get the shvach that he himself is mashpiach, for that reason, that halacha only applies to a chayker and not to a keach b'yevil, according to the Havmin of our Gemara. In the Chazanish, we find that the Chazanish answers Reb Chaim's kash on the Rambam by saying this, that the Rambam says that the halacha of shvach einei chayzer b'yevil is referring to a case that he was mashpiach. The Rambam does not mean that the halacha of einei chayzer b'yevil was only referring to a case that the Hokeach was mashpiach b'yadayim, but rather even by a case of olam me'eleiv, the halacha is that such a shvach is not chayzer b'yevil. According to the Mahalcha, the Chazanish b'shitas HaRambam, one can say this, that the Rambam differentiates between olam me'eleiv, and if the chayker was mashpiach, that then the chayker takes his chilek in the shvach, is because if the chayker was mashpiach, then we do not consider that shvach as a chiluk of the karka, but rather that shvach is considered like peiros of the karka, and for that reason the chayker takes his chiluk in that shvach, since that shvach is considered like peiros. As far as yevil is concerned, since yevil is only nafkata de malka, Even shvach, which is considered a chiluk of the karka, we say that such a shvach is not chayzer b'yoido. That is how one can explain the pshat in the Rambam by chayker according to the mahalach of the Chazanish b'shitas Rambam. Now getting back to this that we mentioned before b'shem the Chazanish, that the Chazanish explains pshat in the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, that Abaye and Rava are arguing if this chos of a chayker is only as far as something that is royal in a tua, or this chos of a chayker applies even to something which is not royal in a tua. As we asked before, according to the Mahalach of the Chazanish, one has to understand pshat in the Raya of our Gemara from Yevil. From this, about Yevil, the shvach is not chayzer. From there, our Gemara proves that shvach shikma yesho like the sheet of Abaye. What does the halacha of Chazar HaSevel have to do with the halacha of a chayker only being able to take something which is royal in a tula? So to answer this kasha, one can say the following chiddush, that according to the Havmin of our Gemara, that Yevil is not a zvini ma'oya, but rather there is something missing in this zvini. Our Gemara understands that we see every lekech as a chayker, and this chos of every lekech b'yevil is as a regular chayker. And therefore, if the lekech takes shvach, that is a raya, that every chayker has a right to shvach. Only according to the maskan of our Gemara, that our Gemara says a yevil is a zvini ma'oya, do we say that the lekech is no longer considered like a chayker. And therefore one can say, according to the Chazanish, that even if we are to explain pshat to the maskan of our Gemara, when our Gemara says that a lekech b'yevil is considered a zvini ma'oya, our Gemara does not mean to say that there is a regular kinyan haguf taking place, but rather, as is mashma in the Gemara in Gittin and Afam Chesma Beis, that if someone sells a tzada b'yevil, the lekech only has a kinyan peiris. But still our Gemara says that the lekech is not considered like a chayker, and the lekech has a regular kinyan peiris. And based on this, that the lekech has a regular kinyan peiris, for that reason we will say that the lekech has a right to take the shvach shikma. Since again, the only reason why the lekech b'yevil did not have a right to take the shvach shikma according to the Havmin of our Gemara is only if we are to say that lekech b'yevil does not even have a kinyan peiris, but rather lekech b'yevil is only considered like a chayker. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the Raya of our Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Chazanish. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find that there is something called a shasva. A shasva, as Rashi and other Rishonim explain, is someone who is an Oris Koyamim v'naitel mechtza v'peiris. Now one has to understand, do we consider a shasva as a regular Oris? Or do we say that since a shasva is someone who is an Oris Koyamim, he's not considered a regular Oris, but rather he has an actual chiluk in the peiris of the tzada in which he is working? In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha: Rabbi Yisuf Havo Yehu Shasva Shochev V'Shavak Hamisha Ches Nevasa Amar Ado Inna Chad Hashta Chamisha Ado Inna Hava Samcho Adadi V'Mafsidui Hashta Chamisha Samcho Adadi V'Mafsidui. Our Gemara goes on to say Amar Uhu Yishakwisu Shevchaycho Mistalkisu Mutav In the Ramban and other Rishonim we find that the Ramban explains that this that our Gemara says, Ad ha'nechad hashta chamisha zav davka, and even had the Shasva just left over one Yerush, the Baal Sada would have had the ability to misalik the Yerush. As our Gemara says, Hayshasa deshachem salkinuay beloy shvacha, and our Gemara is not mechalek between if he left over one yerush or he left over a few yerushim. And even though our Gemara ends off by saying lamilsehi, the lamilsehi of our Gemara is only referring to this. And our Gemara says that one has the ability to mesalek without paying shvach, but with paying shvach, it is pashat that one has the ability to mesalek the yerush of the shasva. On the other hand, the Ran is Madaik and the Rif, and so we find is a sheet of the Meiri, that the Rif explains when our Gemara says Av Milsi, our Gemara is being chayzer from all the halachas that were mentioned before, and our Gemara is being chayzer from the halacha of Aishasa, the Shachem, Salkinuay, Blay Shvacha. Bechera the Shaila, if a Shasa, who was Shachiv, and he left over one Yerush, if one has the ability to Masalik the Yerush or not, is dependent upon the shaila that we mentioned before as far as how to understand shasla. Do we understand shasla that a shasla is a regular aris who is working for the Baal HaSada? Or do we understand that shasla is different than a regular aris, and he has an actual chilek in the guf? The Ramban and other Rishonim Ocher understand that a shasa is considered a regularis, and therefore we will say that shasa deshachiv, one has the ability to masalik the Irish as long as one pays shvach. And so too we find in the Ran. The Ran explains pshat in this, one has the ability to masalik the Irish of the shasa, is because b'kabonish u'masasik b'malachti shabalabayis yachaloy malayi evshi bach shetasa malachti. This that we find that the Miri argues, and this that the Ran explains b'shita sarif. When our Gemara says Amelsehi, our Gemara is arguing on the halacha of Shasa de Shachiv, is because the Miri and the Rif understand that a Shasa is an actual kinyan in the Karka. And since a Shasa is an actual kinyan in the Karka, for that reason, one cannot be Mesalek even the Yerish of the Shasa. According to the explanation of the Ran Beshitas, the Rif Al-Khira will come out that even in a case of Ushasa Shachiv Shavak Chamisha Chasnavasa, that one has a taina of inna chad hashta chamisha, but still, as our Gemara says, al milsi damri, and the Ran explains al milsi damri is going back a kua milsa. Even in such a case, one cannot be misalik the chamisha chesnevasa. On the other hand, the Meiri explains that even though a regular shasa de shachiv, if he left over one yerish, one does not have the ability to misalik the yerish. But as far as the case of a shasa who is shachiv is shavak chamisha chesnevasa, one has the ability to masalik the chamisha chesnevasa, since we say that since hadavar yadua shegia bazeh hefsen machma shesemchem heim zeh al zeh, that itself is a reason that one has the ability to masalik them even before the hefsed. As the Meiri goes on to say, v'chem chosh hadavar nikar shemoyis al kenu yafsed af al pi shaloi hefsed. And for that reason, the Miri goes on to say, "Avam moyniya chal yirshachar v'uroy olkach ein yachol salkei ela shasa moyrisha uvnai uven benai ad kamadayes." This shaila, as far as how to understand shasa, is achir the basis of another machlokes harishanim that we find in our sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following shaila: in the case who shasa damer who have who shvachoi, debayino amesa kvar di sol asa kamedu apapa bar Shmuel, amer luhu have who shvachei, amer li Rava. So to explain pshat in this, that our Gemara says kimatis ushchitas kachim tava, actually we find the tremendous machlokes harishanim. Rashi explains that this was Ravashi's haskama on the taina of Ravacha b'reid Rav Yosef, and therefore as harishanim explain according to Rashi, the maskan of our Gemara is that we say ant man sadilach havoy arisav ana man sadili mai debayino avinabei. And so it was a shita of the Baal Mar. On the other hand, the Ramban and other Rishenim argue, and the Ramban and other Rishenim explain that this, our Gemara says, Kimatis Hashchitas Kachim Tavakshilei is the Chuye Kamadchilei. And he means to say, Adainu Hashanisa Kol Talmud, Voyadata Darkai, Ukshatagila say the Kachim Hashanisa Kol Tavakshilei, She's Bara Loch Taimai. And so too is the Shita of Haigoyin, and so too is the Shita of the Rif. Well, here of this, the Ravachabre de Vesav says, Lemai, Ant is based on this that we say that a shasa has an actual chilek, and since he has an actual chilek, he can say and therefore this that Rashi says that the halacha is like a vacha b'derevisa is based on this that we say the maskan of our Gemara, the shasa has an actual chilek. And based on this, that he has an actual chilek, one has the taina of Ravacha b'reider of Yosef. But now one has to understand pshat in the Rif. As we mentioned, the Rif argues in Rashi, and the Rif understands that Ravacha b'reider of Yosef was nidcha. Vachir, according to the shita of the Rif that we mentioned before, that the Rif understands that a shasa has the ability to merish his chilek to a yerish. Vachir, from there one sees that a shasa has an actual chilek, and therefore what is pshat? at the time of Avacha Bereder of Yosef was Netecha? Why can't he say on Namansa Dili Mai Devoina of Vindabe if he has an actual chelek? So to explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rif Ocher, one can say, as we find in the Ran, that he cannot say Mansa Didi Mai Devoina of Vindabe, since Peri Ha'adadi Mishdabdi V'loi Kol Himenu Lachlek Me'ata. That is Ocher, how one can explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rif.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.